this is Down to the Wire. We back. Episode 51. What's going on, baby? What's up? What's up, Hollywood? Casino. How's it going?
You know I'm
100,
bro.
100. Hey, y'all should check the Down to the Wire t-shirt on. Yes, shout out to my guy, man. Yes, you feel me? Hey.
Let's get it.
So I was wrong on the championship prediction. It's not often I get to say that, but you know, we could touch that first. So you know, Duke game, it was an impressive game for sure. It was very impressive. You know, I like seeing it going down to the wire. Somebody asked me, I was watching the game, like, are you gonna be salty, like hurting if they lose? And I'm like, nah, not really. You know what I'm saying? It's the nature of sports.
Yeah.
Somebody right. Gotta win, somebody gotta lose. And they play hard, so it was a good game. But what I was salty about, two things in general. First, I feel like we got a bad call with that charge. That was a game changer. We was in the group chat. You said that wasn't the reason we lost, but it had a lot to do with the end of the game. I'm like, golly, that's Mendell Carter Jr. foul. He fought.
That was definitely a charge.
That's momentum.
Yeah, that charge, and then he fouled out. But the biggest reason, senior Grayson Allen, I'll just concede to Rand. I'll let him say whatever else he has to say about Grayson Allen. And I agree with everything.
Years, bro.
7 years.
Boy is trash, man.
We was at brothers watching the Elite Eight, the Sweet 16 game, and he was struggling that night, too, against Syracuse.
Yeah, he didn't have a good tournament at all. And in all seriousness, it's kind of sad for him because his draft stock was already in late first round, you know. So I think now he's easily he'll get drafted. I don't know if he'll get to play, but
Grayson?
Yeah, he'll get drafted, but I'm thinking mid second round for sure.
If he get drafted, man, Jello Ball deserves to get drafted too, man. That's all I'm saying.
Chill.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Bruh is now you and you the first one to say he trash. He scored 72. points on the guys that you be playing against out in that league out there, bro.
Nah, man, we got to kill my league.
I seen your league. You ran average 30 against kindergartners or something, man.
Hey, that was the first game. That was my team. That was a team I got picked up on.
See,
and
man.
It was the bottom level of the league.
Okay. That's
now you're playing some better competition. I'm still averaging 25 points, though. What can I say?
Yeah, are you still averaging 25 points, bro? Or is
I'm a dog. I put up 40 like 2 weeks ago.
Oh man, people tell us anything right now. I ain't saying that you ain't at 40 though. You
LeVar Ball ain't come see y'all yet, man. For stealing this.
Willie won a jersey 2 games, so he ain't seen him yet. So he probably gonna come see us when he get back to the States. I don't know if he here or not, but when he get back, if he ain't here, he probably gonna sign out and sue us. But hey, I didn't have anything to do with that.
Back to the college basketball. Something about Kansas, they playing well. When they make it this far, they tend to win. But I think Villanova is going to beat them.
Knock off Kansas.
Yeah. And it's going to be a tough game. I'm excited to watch that game, actually, probably out of all the other Michigan and Loyola. But I don't know, Loyola, if they beat Michigan, I'm telling you right now, I'm picking to win a championship.
It's destined to happen.
If they beat Michigan, I've never seen a Cinderella like get all the way to the chip. George Mason.
Yeah.
They made it to the Final Four BCU. They made it to the Final Four.
Yeah,
I thought they the lead eight.
Wichita State made it too, didn't they?
You said who?
Wichita State made it 1 year.
Yeah.
So
last year or something like that. Recently,
I would like to see them win. I don't really want to see Michigan. Michigan win because it's a couple. You know, it's Michigan, but you know.
Hold on, before we continue with the Final Four talk. We got fake news being reported by Fly Man.
Hey, you're here hating already,
bro. She said you did not have a 40-point game 2 weeks ago. Y'all didn't even have a game 2 weeks ago.
I knew he was on his Shad Moss, last man.
Game. Last game, Roma Ankle was still put up like 30, 40. But I don't know what my point was, but last game we played.
Your fiance, you know, he cocked me when I said it's girl. Yeah. Your fiance says, That's a lie. And we can leave it at that. Big dog.
Yeah, and it's cool. Whatever. Both the punches.
Yeah, man. And this tournament, man, I'm definitely surprised by Kansas. I thought they, like, we said at the beginning of the tournament that you can never trust Kansas. And this is the year, this is one of the years where they're making a deep run. And I think they'll actually make it to the championship game, but I think they'll get there and also and ultimately lose. I want Loyola Chicago to make it a championship, but I don't see them beating Michigan. Michigan is just too hot right now. They're a complete team all around. I like Michigan and Kansas in the championship game.
I got Michigan and Villanova. I think Villanova is going to win the championship this season.
It'll be second time in 3 years. Yeah.
They're the most well-rounded team. And they've been playing pretty consistent the whole way. Man. You know, so I think they're definitely the team to beat.
I agree with that.
And they play their hearts out, and I respect teams that's coming to play. A lot of teams ain't been coming to play. And it's like, come on, like that's I didn't like the Duke loss, but they did come to play for the most part. You know
great
what I mean?
Game, man.
And when people come to play, somebody got to lose.
I think this Kansas that Duke game, like that was a national championship game. Like I really don't feel whoever's in a national championship game will live up to what we've seen this past weekend between Duke and Kansas. Who you got in the final? Going to the championship, Ryan?
Man, I'm gonna roll with Nova too. I think Nova gonna beat Kansas. I'm rooting for Loyola Chicago, but I don't think they're gonna be able to beat Michigan. Hope it happens though. Hope they prove me wrong, but I think it's gonna be Michigan and Nova in the championship game. I think Nova gonna whoop them. It's something about Jay Wright, man. He's a good coach. His players are always ready to play, man. They always step up to the plate and play well. I'm going Nova right now.
Yeah.
I mean, and Nova's been like this the past, what, eight, like 4 or 5 years? Like they
yeah,
always,
it's been like four or five
always,
years always strong,
right,
man.
Always been right there. Put some respect on Villanova in the Big East, man. It's
yeah.
It's been them.
So, I mean, anything else on this?
We'll
talk more over the once the game. We might have the special session so we can talk about thoughts.
Championship game is this Monday. We know we do our show Wednesday, so
we might have to come back and holler at y'all on Sunday. Sunday early. What do y'all? How do you feel about Chris Mack's exit? I mean, I got a pretty good feeling about it, but I want to know what y'all think about Chris Mack as the new coach of Louisville.
I mean, honestly, felt he shouldn't have did it, but I understand why he did it. Like, it's a new challenge. It's a new challenge for him. He felt like he did all he could at Xavier. He's all time winning his coach at Xavier. They had 4 Sweet 16 appearances, 1 Elite 8 appearance, been to the tournament combined 8 times. I don't like the move for him though. I mean, cause I just feel you've been in the Big East, I think, for the past 4 years now, and you've struggled with just one Villanova team. Now going to one of the best, if not the best, conference in college basketball.
The best.
Competing with Duke, North Carolina, Syracuse.
Are you saying he ain't cut out to coach against them? He struggled against them, but he also didn't have the players that they have either. You know, he got a bunch of – Xavier has a bunch.
Is he
going to
get him at Louisville?
I think so.
I don't think so, bro.
Louisville – it was a job he couldn't turn down. I mean, I'm happy that he was able to elevate that program. But it's a job that he couldn't turn down. It's the ACC pay bump, one of the most storied basketball programs in NCAA history, top 10. And it's like the homie Brett say, it's a good fit for him. It's a good fit. He'll get the players. He can coach. To say that he struggled against Villanova, so, I mean, Villanova has better players. They're about to win a champion. I mean, well, they're about to probably compete for a national championship.
But he's going, I mean, like you said, but that's Jay Wright. Now he's going to play against Roy Williams, coach.
And I understand that, but I think it was he wasn't getting out coached those games. I think they had better players. You know, that's just my, I mean, that's my opinion. I think that he'll be fine. He has the charisma to get the talent. He could turn that program around. I think he'll start getting some of the a couple top guys. Chris Mack, he got that kind of charisma, and he could coach his butt off.
I don't think I'm not sure has there ever been like a top 100 high school, like, or not top 100, like top 20 high school recruit that went to Xavier in Chris Mack's era? I don't think.
Has there been any period?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't think it's ever been.
But back when
David West would be the only one. Who
you AD and Gray. Back, you know,
AD was number 990 on the list, bro. But I appreciate that.
He was top five shooting guard in nation.
No, he was number 90 on the list, fam. Trust me.
Top five shooting guard in nation.
AD was an animal. Trust me. That's my guy. Shout out to Adrian Gray. That's my boy. But he was the number 90 player in the nation, and. He also wasn't. He wasn't the coach back then. It was either.
Nah, it was Sean Miller.
It was Sean Miller. But he wasn't. He said a top 20 guy. He hasn't got any top 20 guys.
But I don't think the school's gonna change that for
now. Yeah, the conference ain't big enough. I mean, with at Louisville, go ahead.
Look what he's facing against right now, bro. They're gonna be sanctioned for his whole contract right now. He got 4 years.
What kind of sanctions is it, though? They're still getting to go to. They got scholarships, and they're getting to go.
And the tournament, bro. They're gonna be out tournament for at least 3 years coming up here.
Yeah, we ain't done hearing about this Louisville.
We're not done with Louisville yet. They ain't done yet. They ain't figured out what they're gonna do for everything they did with Rick yet. They're not done yet, bro. They're gonna be out tournament for at least 3 years coming up.
We'll see.
So he's his contract. He's signed 4 years. 3 of those years are gonna be out tournament play.
7 years. He got a 7-year deal.
7 year deal. Okay, so half that already, he's gonna be out tournament play.
We'll see.
He's not getting no top recruits in the first 3 years he's there.
We'll see, bro. It's guaranteed, bro. It's gonna be interesting to see. I don't know if the sanctions are gonna be that tough. Man. It's hard to call.
Bro,
I mean,
what?
They've already
you
been.
Man,
we'll
come on, dog. It's gonna be crazy.
Trust me.
Until he gets ironed out, he's not getting no top recruits, bro. Until they figure out everything.
I agree, okay. but I don't think
he's not getting no.
I don't think he took that job. Leaving his home, not knowing that something is going to be okay. He knows something that we don't know.
No, he don't. Uh-huh. All he knows is he's getting paid $4 million a year.
I don't think it's all about that. He's been offered other jobs when he stayed home.
It's Louisville. Like I said, it's top 10 program in the country historically. He's getting paid more. And you got the name of, okay, I'm a Louisville coach on the resume.
It also has something to do. It says a lot when he's been a Cincinnati kid. He's a Cincinnati kid. He played for Xavier. He's been over at Xavier for the last, basically, the last 20 years. You know what I'm saying? More so, it took a lot to move him away from that place.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, he's not leaving that situation without knowing something or being told something that Louisville thinks is going to be okay.
I mean,
they'll tell you anything. I mean, of course they think it's okay, but what the FBI think? What the NCAA think?
Nobody's dumb. When they think that, they can only predict what they think is going
to
happen.
It's their job to tell a dream, bro. They ain't going to come to interview like, okay, look, Chris, we don't know if we're going to be tournament eligible for the next 5 years or what. We just come on the board. They went in there and told him a dream, bro. You know that.
I don't think it. I think it was a more honest conversation than that.
The thing about Chris Mack being hired is like, the staff, the AD, interim AD wanted them. Like, Louisville wanted them, but the fans, they wanted Padgett. Yeah. Like, the fans did not want Chris Mack at all.
The fans, when it's all said and done, I think it's going to work out.
I think Chris Mack is a better coach than David Padgett. Don't get me wrong. But I'm real cool with a huge Louisville fan from Louisville. Live in New York, South 10. He's a huge Louisville fan. He wanted Padgett to get a shot. At least 2 seasons at a job, you know what I'm saying? Which he didn't get a shot at all. So I know Louisville fans aren't too happy with this Chris Mack hire, but I mean, he's a better coach, honestly speaking. He's a better coach, so it wasn't a bad move. But I don't think it was a good move for Chris Mack, but it's a bad timing for him. Yeah. Like, his timing is bad, terrible for him right now. Yeah. For him to make that move right now, where they're so much up in the air about the program, it's not a good move for the time right now. Yeah. But overall, I mean, it's a great move. I mean, he moved up. He, like, I mean, even though Xavier is historically, well, I won't say historically, but for the past 10 years, they've been more successful than Cincinnati. You know, the UC has been. They're still at like second school in Cincinnati, in my eyes. You know, and I'm we're all Cincinnati kids. You know, you ain't hearing people talk about Xavier, but you're talking about UC.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bigger school. You know, you get more looks at Cincinnati than you do at Xavier. You know, so.
I agree.
A better move for him.
I agree. It has come second to Xavier, and I mean Xavier has come second to UC in some a lot of ways, but I don't think that mattered much to him. Again, he went to Xavier. You know what I'm saying? He's a Xavier kid.
Man, I think Xavier is probably better school. Probably.
I'm just saying, for him personally, right. I get what you're saying, but you know he played for there. That's his alma mater. And that to pull somebody away from a school that he played at and he done spent so much time at, the city he's from, his kids go here, go to school here. You know what I'm saying? That's not easy to do. So he said it's never felt right to this moment. He's gotten a lot of
well, he probably sacrificed. I mean, he's from here. Isn't his wife from Louisville?
Yeah, his wife from Louisville.
So it's not like he's going in Louisville.
It's
not far at all. It's 4 hour drive. It's not like he's going to
Louisville, 2 hour drive. So it's a 2 hour drive, but
yeah,
sure. I mean, I probably never that. But what I'm saying is, most time that's people's dream job, and the school was doing well. So for him to leave says it had to feel right. And you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You coaching at your school, and you're making it to Elite Eights and stuff. Why leave?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's right because like you said, it's Louisville. It's gonna be the right. Louisville is definitely a better program than Xavier. I don't care if you went there, if you didn't. It's a better program. It's more money. You got a chance to get better kids. You know, it's a better situation. Being
national TV, national TV right, games.
ACC,
no matter if you're in the tournament
easier.
Or not.
Definitely, yeah. You know, Xavier, you're an ACC school now. You know, you're gonna have a better chance of getting kids you actually want to recruit. You know, big name kids. You know, but like I said, time is terrible right now. You don't know what's going to happen with that program. You never know. They might get death penalty. Then what?
I just don't see him. I don't see him getting the death penalty, bro.
You don't know what's coming out, bro.
But a lot of it is what they're hoping on is that Rick Pitino, since they handled him so swiftly, they don't punish the kids. And it looks like, you know what I'm saying, it might go that way.
It's going to be the program. It ain't about the kids, but it's about the program.
Louisville was saying that it was mostly Rick Pitino.
Of course they're going to say that, man. They're trying to put everything on him because he's gone now. It's easier to do
and
that.
And it was justified, for calls, and they fired him. He got fired for calls, so it makes a difference. Just saying.
Right, but I mean, you gave him, okay, so if it's just because Rick Pitino, why didn't he get fired for the whole prestigious scandal and everything else?
They didn't link it completely
Come
to
on,
him.
Bro.
But they did
it's,
on this. My theory. Everybody knows everything. So, you know what I'm saying? Somebody got to fall on the sword.
But, I mean, everybody ain't doing a prostitution thing, and everybody ain't doing what he was doing.
Rick Pitino said he ain't know nothing about that. They believed him on that one.
Of course, come on, dog. They knew he knew.
So it wasn't his turn to fall on the sword.
Man, Rick was the man.
They
Rick
knew about it,
everything.
Man. Come on, dog.
Let's keep
Louisville,
moving.
Louisville's going down, bro. I'm telling you, they went down.
I don't think so.
I hope I'm wrong.
Only time will tell. Only time will tell.
Yeah,
we'll find out here by next year. Not a few years.
Yeah, probably next year. You're going to take the FBI a while to get through all them files they got on Rick Pitino over there.
Man, can't wait for the Final Four this weekend. Sticking with the game of basketball, man, some pretty big injuries that went down this past weekend. Your boy, Steph.
Yo, man, JaVale McGee. Can we just cut him, bro? He going to fall on my homie leg, bro.
Man, hey, JaVale McGee is known for falling on people's legs.
Hey, like, bro.
He's clumsy, man.
He lucky I ain't the coach or the
clumsy,
GM.
Man.
You out of here, bro. You, like, what? Yeah, he's super clumsy.
All right,
so the
question is, can Golden State win without Steph in the lineup?
win. No, they're not a championship.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think they'll make it out the West this year without Steph. If they make it out the West, if they make it out the West, if they make it out the West, they'll win. They can win the championship. I don't think they can make it out the. I don't think they'll beat Houston without Steph.
It'd be tough, man. But you never know. Like Chris Paul got hurt too. Like a couple. Like last year, he got hurt. He playing again tonight, I think. But he got hurt too. Chris Paul is known for getting hurt in the playoffs, bro. I would not trust that man.
That's true. I'm with
you. He always gets hurt. If Chris Paul get hurt, and also James Harden is known for not showing up in the playoffs. So you never know, bro.
Well, James Harden show up. It's that top last game or something like that. He shows up in the playoffs. It'd be that last game,
right? That's what it matters most. You don't show up.
I'm with you. But
James Harden, my guy. He's my guy, man. I love James Harden, but
I just
notoriously does not show up.
But they don't need to. I think Steph will be back because he doesn't it wasn't too bad. He walked off the floor, and I think it's after 3 weeks, and he doesn't have to play in the first series, really. If he, I mean, you know what I'm saying? He
depending
don't have
on
to.
Shooting,
but the bigger question is Clay, is Durant. Is anybody else going to be able to play for the Warriors?
KD back tonight.
KD back tonight?
Or tomorrow. Yeah, one of them. I don't think I can get that tomorrow, but he back. He back next game. He back.
Steve Kerr.
KD straight. And I just heard that Clay is close to being back, too.
So I'm just wondering, you know what I'm saying?
Steve Kerr, if you need somebody just to fill out the roster,
yeah, I mean, you know, Swaggy P been the number one score like the last three games. I'm like, what is going on, bro? I ain't never seen the Stole starting five hurt. Damn.
I ain't no Steph Curry, but I can shoot, bro. I'll take $500,000 for, you know, a 10 game, you know. Whatever you need me for, bro.
And it was Clay. Clay's like hurt his right thumb, so.
I don't know. I don't think Clay hurt for it. I think he hurt a little bit, but it was like, all right, bro, you're hurt. We're going to sit you for this, like, 3 week period. Just chill out, bro. I don't think he was, like, that serious and hurt. But, man, Steph, I'm saying, they need to set him out for the first round guaranteed. Every time he comes back, he messes up a little bit. Every time he comes back.
But he was cool, too, but this wasn't even his fault, though. JaVale McGee, like, bro, gone, bro.
But to answer the question, I think they get to the Western Conference Finals. Without Steph, then they're definitely gonna need him to beat Houston, in my opinion. They're definitely
they need him. Like I said, all depends on if Houston 100% too.
Yeah, like I said,
but I think they can definitely get there
because we gotta see what James Harden is gonna show up. We know he can show up in the first round of the playoffs.
Oh, and he's gonna be there first round. He's gonna average 40 first round.
Man,
he's gonna be there, and he's gonna probably play like I don't know who it is right now. I keep changing up every day.
Minnesota.
He's gonna kill them. And Jimmy out, all right?
Yeah, that's a murder session.
Like you said.
He's gonna kill them.
Like you said, the West ain't locked up, though, man, because
it changed every day, man.
Man.
Changed every day. He was one game. If you like fifth, he's gonna go to eighth, bro. It's crazy out West.
Kyrie injury.
Man, this one hurt. Point guard.
Boston, will they even get out of the first round without Kyrie?
If they can get out the first round, he got a chance to come back.
Yeah.
And right now,
they will play the Miami Heat.
They'll beat them.
Man, Miami tough. I don't know.
They'll beat them, bro.
Last night? Miami tough, bro. D-Wade playing like the old D-Wade a little bit.
Jason Tatum, I trust. I told you D-Wade still had some energy in them batteries. He just was on the bum squad.
LeBron was draining them, bro.
It wasn't even physically. It was mentally. Like, bro, you zoning me out.
Yeah, he was draining them, bro. He was man. But I think, man, if they make out the first round, Kyrie come back, they're going to be straight. But I mean, really, if I'm Boston, do I want to make Kyrie come back this year? Honestly, if you make him come back this year, are you going to really be Cleveland? Kyrie is 100%. Are you going
to
be Cleveland?
I was about to say, yeah, because if they get out first round, he's going to come back against Cleveland.
Are you going to be Cleveland with, I don't know, 80% Kyrie? Probably not. But I'm just, if I'm Boston right now, I'm just like, hey, bro, just rest out. Like, forget the playoffs, man. Just come back next season. We'll have Gordon back. We're going to have you back. We got a nice little nucleus here, man. Let's get healthy. Make sure your knees are 100% straight. Somebody next year, we're going to kill.
And that's what I would do. And that's what it is. Like, their championship aspirations, I felt, went down a drain when Gordon Hayward got hurt the first game of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, but then they came out balling still, so I'm like, oh, I don't know.
I mean, but still, you still wouldn't have considered them to be a championship winner. Like, they still wouldn't have been up to beat the Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, I still think they could beat Cleveland this year, even with Gordon this year anyway. I didn't see that happen. I don't think LeBron would get stunned by Kyrie yet. I don't see him allowing that to happen. I hope it do, though, but I don't see it.
I think Boston can beat Miami, but if they got to slip up, like if Miami moves up and they got to play like somebody like Washington or even Milwaukee, I think that'll be a tough out for them in the first round.
They might get Milwaukee. Milwaukee, man, they unpredictable. And Giannis can't shoot, so they don't have a chance.
But Washington, with Wall come back, I think
they might. Yeah, Washington, I'll watch them. It's going to be a mopping on the floor if they play Washington in the first round.
And our Lakers, we lost. Man. I lost the other night to Detroit, making us mathematically eliminated for the playoffs this year. And IT came out today and said he's going to have surgery on the hip. Is IT's career over as far as getting a max deal?
Yeah,
max deal is over. It's over last summer.
So what you think?
I just don't understand the timing, man. I don't understand the timing at all. So like,
what do you think would be what would be the best case scenario for Isaiah Thomas moving forward?
Some trash team, the point guard. I want to throw a bench truck out. that's his ideal situation right now. Because I mean, honestly, right now, if I'm him, I'm all about the money. Because like all these teams you were on don't really care. They don't really need you. They don't really care. Honestly, they don't really care about you. Especially like they just traded you. You got to save some cash.
Lakers about to get him on free sale now.
If I'm LA and he's striking out in the offseason, I mean, I'll pay him for a year. I mean, hey, we ain't got nobody else to pay. We got cap to use. I'll give him a nice little fat 1 year deal. Can't come back and prove himself, you know what I mean? In 2019, you'll be free agent again. You had a full season under your belt. You played the whole season, actually. Come out here and prove yourself. You're free agent again. Boom, you get paid. And then it had to do with KCP. I would throw him like, you know, $18 million for a year or something like that. If we strike out on everybody else,
I mean that hip injury ain't nothing to play with, though. I mean,
but he should have had surgery back when that first happened. He'd be straight right now.
Yeah,
man.
He would. But he was so worried about that max deal.
Yeah, man. So worry about Boston. I want to be here for Boston. Man,
and they dished him off.
I'm about to say then Boston would play up, don't he?
Then he's like, I already know what the injury looked like, man. I ain't betting on you. You gone, bro. So and then, see, honestly, right there, I probably would have won it after surgery right there. Like, I'm winning Cleveland. Cool. I know they probably saw a championship in his head, championship. I'm getting surgery right there. But, like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get the surgery and be straight, man. I'll either wait till this summer after you sign a contract, like you were saying, off air to you.
Yeah, get that bag first. Then go ahead and have surgery.
Yeah, I would straight play it off. I'm straight. I'll work out for you. Straight pop some ibuprofen, play through that pain. 5 games of the season, like, man, I got to get an ass little fall. But like, bro, my hip hurt 30 times. I already got paid.
Right.
I mean, that's what I would have did, man. I would have did 2-team grab me. I don't care.
So Isaiah strictly playing for the money now. You don't even care about.
I mean, what else could he be playing for? I mean, like he had a bunch of ties to Boston. I mean, he didn't have any ties to Cleveland at all. He hates LeBron, low key.
Right.
You know, and then of course, he's gonna say he want to be in LA because he's there right now. He wants somebody to pay him. So of course, you're gonna see that song. You know, you up for a contract? You want somebody to pay you? Of course, you're gonna see that song. Same thing the book was doing in Sacramento, but they traded him. And you know, I want to be here for the long haul, and they traded him. Like, all right, cool. F y'all. So same thing. You know, you up for a contract? You're gonna say what you got to say to get paid. So, like, I mean, I don't think he has any ties to anybody right now. So, if I'm him, I'm going strictly for the money, man. Mm-hmm. Unless you want to win. But if you want to win, you ain't getting paid. So, you got to pick one.
And LA might as well be the home for the recovering guys. I mean, pay him on give him 1 year deal. Give Boogie maybe a 1 year deal.
I know you're going to bring that up.
I mean, might as well. Somebody got to see what he got.
Boogie getting a max deal, bro.
Ooh, you think he getting max years and max Achilles? Money?
Yeah, he getting a max deal.
Hey, bro, I don't know about that. Coming off of Achilles, man. He a big boy, bro.
That's one of the
most. He is. But he ain't a high flyer, though, so I got faith in him for sure. He's not the guy that's coming and dunking on you every play.
He will, though, but yeah, he ain't doing that every play, though.
That's true.
You're right about that. Man, where do you, who do you think is going to offer him max years plus max money? Where do you see that coming from? The book.
I can't say New Orleans because they got all their money tied up in Anthony Davis.
Yeah, unfortunately for them.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't getting nowhere.
It's going to be like an up and coming team, like a team that's trash right now. That's the only team I could feel that would give him max money.
It's going to be like a Hornets or somebody like that. Man, I don't know. I don't even know. If I'm him, I'm trying to go. Yeah, if I'm him, I'm trying to go to the East. Dude, they got cap room for that. They just pay Otto Porter because Brooklyn made
Otto
pay
Porter
him.
Otto Porter do got a max deal. That was a
$100 million.
That's a joke.
$100 million.
He got a max deal, bro. That was
Otto Porter got a max deal. I know, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like Brooklyn trolled Washington, offered them, gave them a max offer sheet because they know that, you know, Washington had to keep them. So. You got a max deal, Brad Beal got a max deal, and you got John Wall with a max deal. I mean, his max deal ain't a super max. He ain't getting like 100 M's, but you got 3 max contracts.
Otto Porter got the max, though. He ain't played in the league long enough to get the super max shit.
Man.
Yeah, he got a max.
You got the super max.
John Wall signed his deal right before they got super maxes in there. So Brad Beal getting his deal like $126 million. He got the most on the squad, but I mean, you got 3 max contracts in the books. You can't really afford unless you can move Otto Porter. But I don't think anybody's picking up that contract.
Nobody ain't gonna take that terrible contract.
Nobody that stupid. Unless you're going in John Wall or somebody with him, but they ain't that stupid either. So I think Washington had the question for any kind of max player unless they're talking trades and swaps or something like that.
I think it's gonna be one of the LA teams to give Boog a max deal. One of them.
Clippers might throw him one.
What? Yeah.
I don't see Magic throwing him one, bro. I don't see Magic throwing him no max money or max years, bro. He might throw him like a max 1 year deal, but he ain't throwing him no 4 or 5 year deal, bro. I ain't happening. I just don't see it, man.
All right, sticking with the NBA before we move on to the our last topic. Did you see this list ESPN came out with?
I ain't catch it. I know you. Most, we talked. We brought it up, and
what was it?
The top. They came up with the most influential NBA
players. I saw that earlier.
It's an ESPN list.
I'm a little disappointed, but you know, ESPN always.
I don't even look at their list most of the time.
But
like somebody tagged me, and I was like, "Bro, why are you tagging me?" And it's like, I don't care what ESPN thinks.
So that George number one, obviously. LeBron's two. As being one of the most influential
basketball players, right?
Yeah.
Nah, but what they were saying with what the criteria was, they said most influential that changed the way we play the game. I'm gonna start out there. That's what they said.
Game changer.
We changed the way that we play the game. Changed the way the game is played. Now
I don't know if LeBron changed the way the game is played.
Hey, that's what I said. Go ahead, T.
Go ahead, T. I'm checking out the list.
I'm throwing it out there. They said that was the question. I'm throwing it out there.
He definitely is not the way. He's definitely not the way changed like the way the game is played. But as far
influential though,
but as far as him being, 6'8", 260, like vision like Magic, like so quick and like we all know what they say about LeBron, his skill set. Like he definitely deserves being in the top 10, but being number 2.
That's crazy to me, bro. Because, to me, when I see LeBron play, I don't think all the play like LeBron. I mean, he's a great player, but I don't like – I've seen, not to discredit LeBron, I've seen people do what LeBron do out there. I've seen it happen. I've seen it so many times. I've seen Magic do it. I've seen Jordan do it.
Yeah.
He just do it better than most people.
Yeah, like he has the best.
If you ask
a little bit of Jordan, a little bit of Magic, a little bit, you know, bit of everybody in this game.
If you ask me, really, I think before I put Bron there, I would put Stephen Curry there.
I said Steph Curry got to be top 3.
He changed. He number 10 on the list. But
he got to be.
But he made the 3-pointer just. Everybody wants to shoot threes now.
And that's what I said, bro. I said, if you're going to put LeBron 2, I don't see how you don't put – I don't care what you put LeBron, but you have to put Steph over him because he did it when LeBron was in his prime. Right. He had everybody changing their game up while LeBron was in his prime.
And the thing he's done really was – is for kids, He right. plays a style of basketball where I know we've talked about it before, where I feel like if, you know what I'm saying, if you look at him, you feel like if you practice enough, you can do what Steph does. You know, I mean, obviously right. he got God-given talent. Yeah. You can't, but right. but he's not doing anything really, you know, he ain't jumping up over, like what I, yeah, like I told you, you can't teach LeBron hops, bro.
You can't teach 6'8", 270
or LeBron hops, but you can teach handles.
Yeah, you can teach shooting.
Yeah.
You might not ever get to do it, but it's there, and everybody wants to shoot threes because of him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he changed the whole way the basketball is played. Like, the whole way the league is played is because of Curry. He changed all that. So, I mean, like, that's like I said, man. Like, everybody's like, oh, I'm just mad about Kobe. I'm like, no, because Kobe is basically Jordan.
Yeah.
So, I'm not really mad about that. I'm like to me, AI should have been up there, too.
That's why I was just about to say, he's ranked 13th. I feel he definitely should be a top five.
In my opinion, AI did more for the game. He did more for
the culture,
the way the game was played, than Kobe. And LeBron, in my opinion, he kind of brought the crossover up to where it's at now.
Yeah, you know, I'm good with this list. Like, I'm good with Kobe being number 12. Yeah. That's fine.
I'm good with that too. Yeah. I'm good with Kobe being anywhere in top 20. I'm cool with that.
Kind of need. I kind of feel like Shaq. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Shaq got in that top five, influential, and then changed the game. Yeah. He was brutal.
I mean, they got him 17 though.
Brutal.
That's crazy, man. If you're going strictly off influence and what basketball has the most influence, LeBron's definitely probably top. I think LeBron's a better role model, even without trying, than Jordan ever was, honestly, in my opinion. So if you're going off strictly that, then he's definitely top three, top four, top five, somewhere up there. But if you're going off the way the game's played, he didn't change anything. I mean, he didn't change anything for me. Like, by the way, I played basketball. Like, I'm sorry.
Like, Charles Barkley should be a little higher. I mean, 6'4 playing power forward, like, we'll probably never see a 6'4 guy play power forward the way Charles Barkley did ever.
That's true. And if it wasn't for Charles Barkley, there'd be no Draymond Green, those kind of guys. You know what I'm saying? So, I ain't too easy on Draymond Green, but still, he's, you know.
So, yeah.
One of the best in the league.
Sheesh, yeah.
That looks crazy, though, man. That's why
But if you think about it, man, ESPN, these guys that are almost just like us for real, all they doing is sharing their opinion.
These guys on ESPN, they ain't never played a game of basketball in their life.
Some people that haven't played and helped make this list. Though.
That's why they came up with analytics so they can give the nerds something to talk about.
Yeah, I just don't see how LeBron's number two, bro. I mean, like, you talking about purely influence, I see it, but you talking about the way the game's played.
Yeah. That's all.
Steph should be ahead of him.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
If we're talking about purely how the influence,
I can probably get that behind that. If we're talking about influence, it's like, you know, he's one of the best NBA role models I ever seen. But as far as a game changer, Kobe came straight out of high school. Kevin Garnett came straight out of high school.
And we done seen
Magic do it. What he's kind of doing, LeBron's doing it better.
I think that's what I said, man. I think LeBron's like a Jordan Magic hybrid. We've seen that before. We've never seen a Steph Curry from like Steph Curry before. That's why I ain't mad with Kobe's at, because Kobe basically came in and was Jordan, so he's gonna be under Jordan's shadow. I don't mind. Kobe could be top 20. I don't care.
You brought up KG. Like, that's one reason KG got 15. They got KG 15 on the list, and he was one of the first players like to be successful to jump straight out of high school into the NBA. I see why
he's up there. He's one of the first guys we've seen that big that can handle the ball, shoot a little bit, dunk on you, gonna block shots. He's one of the first big guys that kind of do it all. Kind of what we're seeing now with Cat, Porzingis, Giannis, kind of those guys.
Yep.
You know, of course they're doing it. They're probably doing it at a more frequent level than he did it as far as handling the ball and, you know, everything goes, but he's the one of the first guys to ever do it that was that big.
And last, before we get off this topic, Dirk, man. I mean, just for all the international players, man. They got Dirk 20 on the list.
Dirk is one of the first big shooting big men.
Man.
I don't know, cuz.
He got to be high on the list, in my opinion.
I got Dirk in the top 10.
Top 10, yeah.
As far as just game changers?
Yeah. Dirk definitely changed the game.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I don't know, Vin, but most people don't know this, but I'm a huge Dirk fan. I think Dirk is probably, in my opinion, he's probably top 10-11 all time on my list.
On your list, that's fair. I might put him in that conversation.
Yeah, like in my list, he's like right there, 10, right there with like the Dream, right there around that. He's like top 10-11 all time, like players all time. I don't care talking about guards, talking about bigs. I think he's one of the best players of all time.
Well, I remember that because like when baseball season kicks in, we definitely gonna have to come up with a lot of lists this summer. To fill in time, so we definitely gonna have a lot of lists to talk about this summer. All right, we got a few more topics. We can just do them rapidly, real quick. St. Louis Rams, they signed Ndamukong Suh. They the best defense in the NFL.
The St. Louis Rams,
I mean,
who
LA
is that,
Rams,
brother?
LA Rams. It's still hard to come to LA Rams.
I know. I had to get you. You know, I got to mess with you. You said they signed Ndamukong Suh, and what was the question?
Do they have the best defense in the NFL?
I'm still rolling with the Vikings and who was the
Vikings up there and Philly up there too?
Yeah, the Vikings and the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm going Vikings, Eagles.
What was the other? It was the Eagles, the other team that had.
Yeah, I think they signed
Vikings had the first best defense. And no, the Jags. Yeah, the Jags. Yeah, I'm
Rams top five though.
Yeah, they top five.
Definitely top five.
And Ndamukong Suh, I haven't been hearing his name as much lately.
Yeah. I mean, but signing the best cornerback, arguably the best cornerback, Marcus Peters and Aqib Talib, that helps too.
Ooh, I missed that.
I think they're probably top three now.
Yeah, I'm still. I'm still rolling with the Vikings and Jags, 1 and 2, interchangeable.
I'll probably go Vikings, Jags, Rams, and then Eagles.
And only time to tell. We'll see this year, this upcoming season. And last, Triple G Canelo. That fight is possibly in jeopardy. Sorry about that, Ran.
Probably got canceled already. That's what I heard. I ain't even reading.
I mean, they still gonna have a fight. They got some
Triple G fighting for sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Canelo might be axed out though. He might be gone. But
should boxing overlook this and just let Canelo fight?
If Triple G is okay with it.
Yeah, but if he lose, you know he's gonna, you know, first thing was there.
Yeah, and that's the problem though. He was cheating.
Yeah, I took the fight, and don't let it
be a knockout. He was cheating.
Don't let it be a knockout.
The power was just so much more than last time. Like, nah, bro, you got knocked out this time. But I don't know, bro. If Triple G is cool with it and boxing lets it fly, I would fight him. Let me tell everybody want to see. I don't want to see Triple G fight no name guy.
That's too much. That's so much money though. I mean. Like some of the guys they brought up on the list, like I only knew one guy on the list. So
what's some of the names they throwing up there?
I remember Daniel Jacobs. He's second behind Triple G as far in that division. And it was another guy who gave Triple G his toughest fight basically. Before Canelo, I forget his name, but
it's gonna take out the sting of the Triple G Canelo. It's like the names ain't gonna match up. It ain't gonna be like no big names for real, man. Like no huge names everybody know. You know what I'm saying? So
I feel like you can't like this. You had to strike with iron sides. Like you can't not have this fight and then try to have it down the road now. Like you,
right? Yeah. By that time the whole little sizzle gonna be gone to it, man.
Man, Cinco de Mayo weekend, man.
The stars line up. If boxing let it slide, bro. Let's go.
The stars line up.
I say, if you can do some testing, then make sure that you see that, like, it wasn't any type of, you know, performing. Like, it's like they can test to see what type of substance was in there that wasn't I'm going to give you strain for one of them type of steroids. I think they should fight.
Well, he has.
They were saying what he got caught with, or what he was in the system was like a masking agent or something else, though. So they found whatever else it was. They were saying it's gonna cover that up. So they're saying it could be something stronger than what they found, but it's like covering up the stronger substance. So I don't know. So I know, you know, chemist names. I don't know what's going on, bro.
Doctor.
One of those guys.
The fight definitely is in jeopardy. April 10th is when we'll know. For sure, what's going to happen? So,
my boy Ash gives a good perspective. My boy, he says Triple G would be risking it all if he fights Nello. Your boy, he failed 2 tests. The money wouldn't be worth the record.
True, because I mean, right now at this point, Triple G got everything to lose. Nello really don't. If he win the fight, or if he lose the fight, I mean, I guess he got something to lose. But if Triple G loses, like I could have easily avoided the fight.
Yeah,
So I don't know, bro.
I
gonna find out.
I know for you. I know for you personally out there, you want the fight to happen.
I do want it to happen for sure.
You want Vegas to be lit that weekend?
It's lit every weekend out here, bro. Come on.
But especially
Vegas, baby.
But not to the caliber of Cinco de Mayo.
You're right. It's gonna be lit Cinco de Mayo anyway, though. You know, Mexicans out here, fans out here, it's gonna be lit regardless, bro. All
right. And with that being said, man, thanks to everybody for listening. That's been Down to the Wire 513. Make sure y'all follow us on everything. Down to the Wire
513. Hey, you know what it is, man. You know what it is. Shout out Jello Ball, too. Declaring for the draft. Shout out Jello Ball.
Check us out. You see, we got the shirt.
Jello Ball.
We want everybody, you know what I'm saying? I say it often. If you ever interested in coming onto the show, let us know. And we got
shirts available for y'all, too.
Yeah, you know
let's get
saying?
It.
You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be, we got a lot of stuff planned. We got some interesting stuff to we do for y'all. But look, come on the show. I wanna chop it up with y'all. We about to move it up to the next level.
Yes, sir.
Well,
see y'all
next week. It's Down to the Wire.
Da, 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 da. It's the one and only Digo Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
Da, 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 da. You know what happened with the D-R-E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know the West Coast is back for all you suckers.
What? Yeah, I'm burning it up. DPGC, you should be turning it up. CPT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Cause homies, thug homies, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slip my girl up. When she crept in the back door, chickens looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this mother, just a swing in my hair. Trick, quit talking, crip walk if you down with the set. Take a for some grip and take this on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if you happen to get cracked, trick, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the S, you'll be relieving your stress.
The one and only D-R-E.
Dr. Dre, Lil Buck.
You know I'm mobbing with the D-O-double-G. Straight off them killer streets of CPT. King up the beach, you ride to him in your fleet. Wood, Coop DeVille, rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop. What? Dream Snoop hitting cumblers in the light. With Doc in the back, sipping on yak. Clipping all the amps, dipping through hoods. Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central out to the west side. It's California love. It's California. Got your boy a gang of pub. I'm on one. I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on and my team strong. Get my drink on and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke on. Locust on for the 2-0-0. Coming real. It's the next episode.
Hold up. Hey. Woman. You be thinking we soft, we don't play. We gon' rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up, hey. Well, my d***s will be acting too bold. Take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey. Smoke weed every day.